guys, welcome back to the Let God podcast. It's me, Wanipa.
Me, Mary Hannah.
And me, Ayafa.
Woo! We're back again. Series 4, Bigger and Better. Season 4. It feels like forever since we've been able to connect with you guys. You know, we were on a bit of a hiatus at the end of season 3. We enjoyed the festive period. We put our head in our books, all that good stuff. But now we're back doing what we love, which is sharing the word with you. So thank you for having us in your listening ears. To kick off season 4, we thought we'd just do a little bit of like a New Year's episode, like New Year, new pod, like who this, kind of just reintroduce ourselves to you and let you know what our hopes are for the next year and reflect a little bit on the past year. Just kind of share some gratitude, what we're thankful for and all that lovely, lovely stuff. You might also notice that we're sounding a little bit more crisp than usual. That's because we elevated. We upped our mic game. That's right.
Yes, sir.
We bigger and better. Yes, sir. But as always, before we begin, we're going to open with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you for another time in which we can talk to each other and talk to our listeners as well. We thank you for bringing us into this new year. We pray that all that you have laid for us will achieve it in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we pray that you bless all the works of our hands as we discuss our goals, our dreams, our aspirations for this year. Lord, we pray that it will be joined with your vision and that you shall bless it in Jesus' name. In my name, Jesus, I prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, lovely. So we're reflecting on 2021. Who wants to kick us off with a question / comment, anything at all?
I can. I gotta apologize to our wonderful listeners. I am not well at the moment. They told me it's not coronavirus, but I don't believe in one bit. But it's okay. I really don't believe it. That rapid antigen test came back in 10 seconds. I said, girl, I've never heard of that. Allegedly, that's new technology, so whatever. So first question is, what's the biggest thing you girls have learned in 2021?
One thing I've learned is the importance. Well, I learned two main things. Okay. The first thing I learned was the importance of consistency and like scheduling and that. It was because I didn't keep like a good schedule. I just find that, cause I have like a whole reflective like Google form that I do every year. Like I find that when I have like things set, like it just becomes automatic and I just get stuff done and I'm happier when I like know what I'm doing each second of each day, type of thing. And when I stop being flimsy is when I get thrown off a little bit. And the second thing I learned is you can get a lot more opportunities when you put yourself out there, whether like social media stuff or just like meeting new people or like introducing yourself to people. You can get a lot more. So it's important of like overcoming shyness or and things like that, and really maximizing the gifts God has given you.
Love that.
I've really learned a lot this year. I feel like this year was a big one for maturing for me in many different ways. But I think one of the main things I've taken away from this year is about like having boundaries and standards and not seeing that as a bad thing, because I feel like I really used to have a big problem saying no to people and putting up boundaries and stuff like that, because I thought that maybe it would come across as like cold or mean, or that people would think of me a certain type of way. But I've really learned like you actually can't pour from an empty cup. Like if you just say yes to every single thing, you can't give effectively to the people that you want to give to. And also, like, yeah, nothing really good comes from, like, lowering your standards, especially if you're, like, very convicted about them. And I think I've learned that, like, romantically, in friendships, in the things that I've gone after, like, my goals and stuff like that. I just think that, like, the people and the things that meet your standards are for you and they will come. And the things that don't meet your standards or the people who aren't prepared to do that don't necessarily need to be in your life. And I have become very okay with that. And kind of not seeing myself as really like mean or abrasive for protecting my energy or having like self-respect, that type of thing.
That's
so good. Yeah, that's mine.
That's good. I think the one thing I learned this year was that life is 100% what you make it, in terms of like if you want to be sad, you're going to be sad. If things are not going to go to plan, like, that's just life, and that's okay. So it's like what you do with that really counts, the memories you make and the intentionality that you have. Because I think like the times where things didn't go to plan and I was like, oh, I don't care, I'm just going to figure something out. I enjoyed those moments a lot more, and like reach out to people. Maybe I would have been like, I can't be asked, or you know, just like was more intentional with things, opposed to the moments where I was like very much in my own headspace and I was like down. It just spiraled. So like life is what you make it, and yeah, like you just can't allow like one minor thing, like a thousand things. I say this to like my friends all the time. A thousand things can literally break your head at any given moment on this planet. So I've just got to prioritize which ones are gonna break my head and which ones are not. Like, they're just some things that I'm just not gonna allow to break my head anymore. Like, if that happens, okay, give it to God and just like literally leave it. Like, it's not the end of the world. So that's what I learned.
I love that, because I feel like that's one thing that I really like was thrown in my face, I think, this year and the past as well, is that you really can't control everything that goes around you as much as I sometimes would like to, but you can like control how you respond to things.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do, so respond well, you know.
I agree.
How about the biggest spiritual lesson that you guys learned? What did God show you?
For me, the first thing that comes to mind is that faith isn't linear. And I feel like I've said that a lot in my early adulthood, late adolescence. But I think this year I really experienced it. Yeah, and I think I have a new appreciation for, like, enjoying God and just, like, being intentional with my spiritual life, but also letting it be what it, like, being honest about what it is, you know? In terms of, like, I don't know, I've lost the mentality that sort of sees faith as something that you have to push through. I think, like, we use gym analogies and things like that all the time, which are really important, and I do think that they are relevant and have their place. But I also think that God wants us to enjoy our relationship with Him, and sometimes that's not going to look like the strictest regime or routine, of doing X, Y, Z at this time every morning or every night or midday, and just enjoying, I guess, that flexibility with God and being like, it's not always going to be the perfect incline. There might be dips and things like that, and that's okay. That's life. I think it was Stephanie Iker. I was watching one of her sermons recently, and she was like, the reason that we have miracles is because we first have problems. And that just put things into perspective for me. Like, you won't be able to experience all of God's like glory and like the miraculous things in your life if everything is always on the increase, in terms of like you don't have any doubts or wavers or whatever else. So that's what I learned, at least spiritually.
I love that.
Thanks, dear.
I think one thing I learned, and I mentioned it in a church Bible study thing, is that you can see faith everywhere, whether big or small. I just started this year my clinical side of medicine, and just seeing how, like, some people are Christians, some people aren't, but like no matter what religion they are, you see like little pockets of faith, whether it's faith in like the doctors are doing a good job, or faith in like the medicines are working, or just faith that they can make it to the next day. Even like people who are like 102, 108 years old, they still have faith that there's like a better coming, and that the next day is always promised. So just like, even sometimes when I wasn't reading my Bible, like I'll go into the hospital and I'll like experience that type of thing, and that even like spurs up my faith. So just being more open to be able to like see God in like everyday life.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that. Oh, child, let me think of something profound, because you guys both said really.
Girl, you can say anything.
I'm like, ooh, what God taught me? I mean, I really feel like this year I experienced God in new ways, which I had never really experienced Him before. Just in terms of like knowing more about who God is, I think obviously as Christians, our journey is always to know more of God here, but I think just my overall, I don't know if it's one spiritual lesson or my overall experience has just been more, it kind of linked to what you said, Iron Faye, just seeing God with and in absolutely everything. And yeah. I really used to compartmentalize my faith and just have it as a thing that I did or something that was part of me. But I think this year I really experienced my faith being involved in everything I do, whether that was from the way I looked after my body, like health and fitness, whether that was the way I interacted with family and friends, whether that was the way I thought about how I use money. I just saw the fullness of God in that way. Mm. And I think I've said this in one of the other eps, I can't remember, but I'm going to say it again because it's one of my favorite things. But I was in one of my Sabbath school lessons and someone from my church said that, you know, prayer isn't just a moment of time. It's a continual conversation with God. Like every single thing that you do and the way you invite God into those things is an act of prayer. And so like we're in constant communion, constant dialogue with God in everything we do. I think that's something I want to be more intentional about next year as well, like actually pausing on the things that seem mundane or inconsequential to ask, what does God require of me here? How can I see God here? Like, what's he trying to tell me?
Yeah, that's good. Like
that. Thanks, friends. Oh, thank you, Jesus, should I say.
Hey, we're going to switch it up from the very deep conversation. What would you like us to leave in 2021? It can be as deep or as
trivial.
Yeah.
I want us to leave behind Face App. That app be spitting my head.
Is that the like the blur filter stuff?
All that? Yeah, that makes all the most beautiful girls look the same.
I saw one on TikTok yesterday, and this girl turned her boyfriend into a girl on the app. And then she sent it to him, was like, who is this girl? And he was like, sorry.
No.
And he was like, I didn't know this girl. And she was like, well, you liked her picture. And he was like, no, sorry, I'll unlike it, I'll unfollow her, send me her at.
No way.
What's happening is even his own self, his reflection.
Even his own image and likeness.
La, la, la.
No, but I really have to second that. Partly because like, not even like the deep, the way it's affecting the psyche of young women, da, 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 da. Purely from the fact of like, if there's a new makeup product, I want to see how it applies on your skin, not how it applies on the blur filter. That Kat Von D something foundation thing, I'm not paying shipping on that until I know what it actually does to a human face and not some AI bot. I'm actually so passionate about this. This culture of doing makeup tutorials on Instagram Reel with a filter on, you guys should be ashamed.
No, really.
Back in the day, the real ones, Jackie Aina.
Even skincare routine.
Yeah, your before and after looks bussing because you've got a filter, like...
Get out of here.
They don't know about the real OG beauty girlies who are showing us pores, honey. Mm.
That's so true. That is so true. I forgot that. Like, when's the last time I saw a pore? On like really. For You page or something like that.
Never.
Big up like the new foundation routines that are keeping us poreless, but also let's have some respect. Like, you know, let's
either tell us your products or off the filter. Off it. I actually think it looks kind of scary when people use like a filter in a TikTok video, but it's not like they're holding it as like a selfie. They're just like dancing for the camera and they've got a filter on. That really scares me. It looks like that thing where the robots develop feelings. Do you know what I mean? The singularity.
What are you talking about?
Girl, ask Perea. Perea gonna tell you they make things that look like people and then they make them say things they didn't say.
I know what you're talking about, I think.
Yes, and there'll be a video of Barack Obama saying,
The deepfakes.
Deepfakes.
Yes, the deepfakes. Y'all look like deepfakes and you need to stop it now. Not on my watch.
That's one of my favorite videos of Yann Lamont sound like it says.
That one and the that's what I'm talking about. Those are my two favorite videos.
Oh, la, la. What about you, Ayat Bey, darling?
I think we should leave. Like, I don't know if it's possible to leave, but like stop moving things from like different social media sites. So like things on TikTok, like bringing them to Twitter because you know like people will like bully the person, that type of thing. I just think like TikTok has a certain level of humor. It's very lighthearted. But people on Twitter are so, they're ready to tussle all the time.
I hear that.
That's facts. I just think that's like such bad vibes that like you just set someone up to be mocked. Like, what did you gain?
Instead of you to send it to your sibling or your group chat to key.
Yeah, no, group, really. Do group chats not exist anymore? Everyone's having public discussions.
The people are not having friends. Ah, problem. My other thing that I really want to leave behind, this is specifically aimed at Black Britons because I don't know if any other race in the UK is doing this. And dare I say Black Americans, because sometimes y'all's drama spills onto my TL. We need to stop having conversations about dating, relationships, ghosting, situationships. Should the man pay on the first date? How long should the talking stage be? These kind of nonsenses, stop it. We've heard. The discourse is always the same. The men are always saying gra gra. The women are always saying gri gri. Hee hee ha ha ho na.
And no one even changes their mind at the end of
it. Ever.
Dead ass. You'll be in a Twitter space for 4 hours and you're having the same discourse. Stop discoursing. Go and live your life.
That's for real. While I had to get, like, I had to delete my Twitter account permanently because I was just like, people just be talking and actually I'd be taking that it way. In and I don't give a heck. And now my life is so much more free because I just have no thoughts beyond what I think as a main character of my own life. Like,
hey, the thing with Twitter is like, people just be saying things that normal people think. But it's like, no, this really didn't need to be a tweet right now.
Getting several retweets. They'll just be like, a good day is so much better than a bad day. And people will be like, words.
Yeah. The worst one that gets recycled every 2 months is, I've never laughed like in my secondary school science class.
Oh, and then sometimes I'll say secondary school science class. Sometimes I'll say secondary school RE class. Which one was funny? Tell us then. There's tweets that will always be recycled and it's like y'all are retweeting this again.
So funny. Okay.
Cool.
Good luck to these men and women. Yeah, I said I would leave behind. I said no, I did. The face app. Oh, yeah. I would really leave that behind. What's something else I would really coronavirus, of course. I mean like the Omicron, Omarion, like guys, hand on heart, I really thought it was the Omarion virus when I first heard it. And I was like, there's no way they've done that. That one, it just needs to go. Like, I'm so over it. They need to vaccinate the population. Well, not forcefully, of course. The people who need to be vaccinated need to be vaccinated. As for those who don't agree, more power to ya. But I just feel like enough is enough now. Like, I'm a young and happening babe. Like, there's so much more to focus on in this entire planet every day. Vaccine, COVID. Like, there's still healthcare beyond the vaccine, housing crisis, homelessness, you know. What about the joys of life? Like, can we just actually come back to that? You know what I mean?
About the joys.
The joys of life. Like, you know, like, just brainless traveling. You know, you can go to a public venue without being like, where's my mask? Am I going to catch something? I just need that sort of soft life back. You know what I mean?
I miss being able to just travel at ease. Like, yeah. I'm not a babe that deserves to be locked on this sad little island for too long at once. And here I am, shackled.
It's okay. We're going to go to Italy in 2022, guys. So expect lots of fun
in content. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. Vlogging from Puglia.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
girls.
There's many more things I would leave behind, but I feel like, yeah, let's stop there before we get to.
I think we've done pretty well. Like, we didn't say anything about the man then. We didn't say nothing about, I think that's quite good.
I call that growth. Like, that could have been a sermon.
Because we've had many an experience. I'm like, this is not for the podcast. I'm just thinking about it. Like, we could have really cussed so many people this year, but we didn't. And I think that's just so good.
God loves them enough for the both of us.
We could have cussed many people.
No, really. I'm going to start off with something like very light, but also very near and dear to my heart. I love this little resurgence of men keeping little afros, little toirs, especially when they texturize it with the little sponge thing. My goodness, a lot of you guys don't know how nice it would be if you just let yourself have some freedom. Not every day short back and sides, yeah? Sometimes even preserve that hairline. not everyday trim, not everyday dread. Just be nappy and happy and yeah.
Do you know there's only one man, there's literally only one man, and they're my friend slash arch nemesis, who has hair that I really like, so I cannot say that I back. Quakes, Quakey.
Oh!
I can't say I fully back Wanifa, because if I saw someone in 2022 with a high top, my head could spin.
Oh, not high top. No. Let's not be ridiculous now. The high top should have been left in 2011, baby. I just mean that, like, you know when your hair is just like...
Not quite a low like cut. Afro. I know exactly.
Not
know
quite low cut, but not quite 70s fro.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one singer called Israel Boyd.
Yes, exactly who I was thinking Infinity about, actually.
Song. Oh, honey. Mm. No further questions. I'm out.
Amber, what about you, hon?
I need more thoughts. You go, Mariana.
What would I like to see more of in 2022? I'd like to see... These are more sentiments. I'd like to see a lot more love, grace. I want to see people being spoiled. I want to just see happiness, like, making up for, like, the lost years. I know I sound so melodramatic, but I'm just like, I'm literally young and happening. All my friends are young and happening. This is not the time for heartbreak and sadness. Are you kidding me? God is good.
That part.
Like, all the planet may be warming. Amen, honestly.
Hallelujah.
Like, the planet may be warming, but at least there's sun. Do you know what I mean? Like, let us make the most of it. On a more serious note, though, what would I like to see more of in 2022? I would see, I like to see a lot more of people like stepping into things just because they like it. Like, no more of this. Yes. Is this my aesthetic? Is this my vibe? I'm trying to like emulate. Like, just do you, honey. Do you, bro. And like, just let it be. Do you know what I mean?
That
I
feel was a like good one.
We want to curate an image of ourselves so much. It's just like, take the picture. In fact, do it on film so you can't edit it. You know, like, take a picture, upload it, don't upload it. I love people's like little archive accounts I'm seeing cropping up. I think that's just lots of fun, like, post your food and just really, like, inconsequential things that make you happy. I think that's really lovely. Some people just, like, stepping into their own in an undoctored way. Lots of that.
I love that. I love that so much. I think I would also kind of piggyback on that point to say people stepping into things because they like it and not because they see that it has some sort of benefit to them, whether that's financially, whether that's status, clout, like... I don't think everything, every hobby, every enjoyable thing about life needs to be monetized. At the end of the day, life is actually for the living.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, chillax.
I like to see more. I'd like to see people shooting more like friendship shots. Oh, like some of the people I've met this last year. Like, one of the freshers in Cambridge, like, I just saw her in the street. And now, like, I messaged her, like, how was term and all that type of thing. And because she came to me and was like, hi. Yeah, so, like, shooting more friendship shots and stuff. And, like, real communities. I think after 1.5 or, like, 2 years of people being separated, people are kind of, like, in clusters sometimes. Mm. And people, like, are quite alone sometimes. But, like, actual... communities of people who love each other. We just want love back in the world.
Honestly, like, this one is too much.
No, for real, like, streets are too rugged to be withholding love and kindness.
Literally.
And another thing I would also add to that, like, obviously this is a side note, like, for 2022 I'm leaving behind the shackles I was under in 2021 of trying to actively pursue romance. I feel like I'm just gonna let it happen if it happens, but it's no more shooting short, no more expending time and energy on people that are not giving the same level of vim. Anyways, I say that to caveat the next thing, which I would like to see more of, which is people genuinely happy and in love. Yes. If that's what they want in this season of their life, because y'all might know, like, I recently moved to London and I live with Rudo, who's my other best friend apart from
big
these guys and
Rudo.
A couple other people.
Big up, Rudo. Love her.
Our biggest friend.
Literally
no,
love her so much.
She a rider, okay?
She's the sweetest girl ever.
No, she is. She's lovely. And the way that her and her boyfriend, the love between them, the way they express it, the way they're so open with each other, such a safe space, like, let me not ramble on too much because I could really preach a sermon on it. But just gorgeous, gorgeous babes being loved out loud by their gorgeous, gorgeous partners. Ah, nothing warms my heart more than that. Especially at this ripe age, and all the Twitter discourse can make you feel like love is dead, like there's nothing out there for anyone. I think just more people being not even spoiled, but just treated how they deserve.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that. Mm. Big up all our loved up people.
I know, right?
Happy for you, ecstatic, honestly.
Congratulations.
Bro, we're not serious at all. We are not
serious. What else? Is there anything else you'd like to bring? I would also like to bring in more young people, just like more invested and more invested more critically, and not critically as in criticizing, but critically as in like you're expounding brain power on faith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just love coming across people who I can just talk with about the meaty stuff. Obviously, kiki with them and everything, but like people who are really just wanting to do their best and love others and show the kindness of God and like are using their platforms to do that in innovative ways. I think that's really cool. You know, yeah. Big up To Be His podcast, big up 2911 podcast, big up On the Narrow. Y'all are doing amazing things. Also, like I saw some friends of mine. Well, some people that I kind of know. Let me not say friends before they start saying we never knew you. But doing this thing called House Worship UK. And it's just like, I don't know. So far, it just looks like a group of lovely, moisturized black people singing worship songs in a house. Very Maverick City. And
yeah, that's what I love thought it. When I saw it.
Very I love Maverick it. City. Yeah.
On that note, you guys just remind me of something. I want to see more like faith, I guess you could say, faith-based artists with faith who that spreads into their work, like musically specifically. Like I feel like we need some, I really miss like super intentional like CDs that are like a whole body of work. Yes. And like the interludes and the preludes, I just miss that. Like there's just something, there's just nothing like that, like a body of work that like one song leads into another, like, and they've like intentionally thought about that. I just love that.
Like what Marvin Sapp did for us with Thirsty.
It's that really CC Winans' like Throne Room album for me. Like, like her, I just love her so much. She, like she's, I'm literally her number one fan in my head. So like that. So
you are objectively.
I just miss that sort of intentionality and like the artistic space. And I think it's so cool that people are like well equipped to go into quote unquote secular spaces. But I really think it'd be so nice to have like artists beyond like Kanye West and his comrades making religious adjacent music that has like intentional production and things like that. I think that'd be super.
I tell
cool
you what,
see.
Like I feel like I haven't really experienced that fully since maybe like the modern equivalent I could think of was Peter Cottontail's
exactly
last project. Yeah. That was like,
was it, is it called a Catch Kiss. Six Catch Nine
Catch something, I think it's just called Catch. No,
Catch, it might be.
Anyway, beautiful album.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, honestly.
But yeah, I think in particular stuff that feels more like everyday listening, because I know not everyone is necessarily in their gospel music or worship bag in the sense that they would, that would be their like 24/7 listening. So yeah. I feel like kind of being that expressive bridge is cool.
I think so too.
So like I mentioned before, I have like a whole, was like a Notion thing that does like each year and each month, and one of the questions was, how do you want to feel in 2022?
Oh wow.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Do you know what, I've actually given this question a lot of thought, like inadvertently. I created a cute little vision board the other day when I was bedbound, and I've got a whole bunch of words that I like put on it, like I want these to categorize my 2022, and I really want to be content, like as an adult. I feel like I have, or like as a young person, like there's this sort of tendency to like always want more, which is great. Like, ambition is fine, but I want to be like content, like when I graduate, content with my work ethic and what I put into it, and the first job that I have, and the friendships that I have, and the car that, like, the car that I drive, all the little things that sort of contribute to one's life experience. I really want to be content with that, and also be content with like my actual person. I want to feel really serene this year. Like, I don't want any franticness. Like, that's actually not my portion. Like, I just, again, I'm just like over it. There's not, like, I don't have any space for any such feelings at all. Like, I want serenity. I want a spirit of gentleness. I want to feel gentle. I want to be more gentle. What was it? Something else.
Saying things here.
And then joy. I want to feel joy, not even happiness, because I feel like my emotions can change so quickly. But I want like genuine joy. Like, oh, I'm sad now, but it's okay. You know, God is good. Yeah, from your, really from your belly. Do you know what I mean? Not from your heart, like from your actual belly. You know what I mean? That's how I want to feel.
Do you know that song by Brian Courtney Wilson, which is like, I have joy, unspeakable joy.
I've heard of it, yes. I love Brian Courtney Wilson. What's that one of his songs? Sing. There's that his Something Worth Fighting For. I could cry real tears.
My new home is worth fighting
That bridge?
Yeah, and I'll be faithful.
To my wife and children. Some people need to open their ears.
Open your ear wide.
Shine your eye well.
Like, that line alone could save a generation.
Everybody trying to explain divorce rates. The reality is people don't be listening to Brian Courtney Wilson enough. Okay? Y'all need to stream his albums. I love that. I agree with literally all of those things. Those were all my words, how I want to feel. I want to feel content. I want to feel true joy and joy that comes from this like inner peace. I don't want to feel like I have to live my life to impress people or to look a certain way or to feel like I'm living up to other people's standards. It's just me and God in this, and I just want to be doing me, making people around me feel loved and special, giving more time and joy to my friends and being there for them, and just being content in my situation as well. I would say that's a big one. And this thing that you said about being soft, being gentle, absolutely. Like, this year I'm not being a strong black woman anymore. I'm just being a black woman, and all the positive adjectives that come along with that. Like, I'm tired of being perceived or expected to be that person. Like, first of all, I'm the baby of the family, so let's start there.
She really is, though.
I'm the baby of the family, so let me live up to those childlike tendencies for once and just chillax. Like,
no, really.
Yeah. And I want to be around people that make me feel comfortable to be that and don't put them expectations on me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was speaking to someone the other day who was telling me that he curates his space a lot. Like, he curates his peace by, like, not being afraid to, like, mute people, not being afraid to, like, delete, block, MH. I take that one from you. Not being afraid to, like, stay away from discourse that's going to shake your peace, not feeling like you have to intervene in things that don't concern you. Like, curating my peace, that's the vibe for 2021. 2022.
Yeah.
No, I love that. Soft was definitely on my list as well. I want to get into, like, a mini skirt, mini dress, baby girl. Yes.
Join me, honey. Let me tell you, mini skirt will change your life, bro.
And I think another word for me, really important this year, is just I want to feel confident. That sometimes you know your own like value, but you kind of dim your light because like people already see me like this, so I should present myself as this, or like I don't want to be too out there, but just fully running with all the things that I have set for myself this year. I think I'm putting 100% to everything.
I love that so much. I think the confidence one is a big thing as well, because I feel like that's something that all three of us, I mean, I guess in my conversations with you individually and my conversations with myself in my head, it's something that I feel like maybe has not always been steady with all of us, like that level of self assuredness that comes from, like, that's, like, valued against itself and not against any other perceptions and stuff. So I feel like I love that idea of confidence. And I actually came across this verse today, and I'll be so honest, I don't even know if it's referring to confidence in that sense, but I loved it so much. Let me just drag it up. It's from Hebrews 10:35-36. It says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For when you have need of endurance, so that when you have..." I'm going to start that again because I can't read. The verse is from Hebrews 10:35-36. And it says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you've done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." I think there's something like that, having that level of confidence that is able to feed into your endurance. Like, you're not rattled by things. You just feel like content and secure in who God made you to be. Just that, yeah. Please.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want. I think that summarizes it, honestly. Like, I just want it to be like, my God doesn't disappoint me. Not even the way, like, y'all know that we always say God isn't a genie, but it's just like, God doesn't disappoint me, so I'm not going to let this spin my head and really just leave it at that.
Right.
Whatever it is, like a job, relationships, somebody's said something rude, like, whatever. I'm just going to be like, okay, I'm going to let this go. God loves me. God loves you. My Father doesn't disappoint me. Whatever lesson I'm going to learn, I'm going to learn. And then just leave it at that. Should we do our last question?
Yeah. So, guys, to summarize this lovely ep, what is your word or verse for 2022?
I just got mine yesterday. It came up as like a verse of the day, but it wasn't even off any day, so I didn't know why it came up on my phone. But it's Isaiah 43:19. I love the whole chapter
bangs.
I could listen to it all the time, but
for real.
Verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
Amen.
Yeah. I just love the idea of like a new thing, new year, new me, that type of thing. But I think throughout the whole verse, God is like, do you not even know like how great I am? Like, your eyes haven't seen. And I just love that we can rest in even God's own confidence in himself, that he can't let us down.
Yeah,
right,
that's so good.
I love that. I kind of have two. So one of them again was a verse of the day, but like as soon as I read it, I was just like, yes, this is exactly how I want my year to feel. And it's from Psalm 73:26, and it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
That's my tattoo.
Stop it now.
Yeah, that's my tattoo, yeah.
OMG. We so in sync. Like, but that verse, it's just everything. I don't even need to explain that one. Like, it's just everything. Like, period. And then the other one, because a big thing for me this year is discipline. Because like I said at the beginning, I do much better with routine and rhythm. And I know when I slack, it feels good in the moment, but it really spirals me. And so, my other verse is Hebrews 12:11-12, and it says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness for those who've been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees."
That's beautiful. So that's, I love that.
That's for me. I'm gonna strengthen my knees, honey.
How about fun fact? NH? Well, I want to share a fun fact. Fun fact. I think like this is first, second year. Winipa used to be our honorary Meg Thee Stallion, so I think she's like returning to her knee strength opposed to regrowing it from scratch.
No, really. That's really giving Romans 12 too. Like, I've been renewed. I've come around. My knees are strengthening for different activities this time. Hallelujah.
I have a few verses, but my top one is Hebrews 10:23. And it says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." And I think that's just like the vibe I want to... Vibe is such a funny word, but that's the vibe I want to be on this year. Like, my Father is faithful, so I'm going to trust him. And that's just it. Like, God will keep his promise. And everything else is just sort of like secondary to that.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think that is it for this episode.
we hope that y'all have a blessed 2022, and that you also get to have some time to ponder what you want this new year to look like. As usual, we are on all the socials where the people reside. So that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we have our Google anonymous form in our Linktree bio. We're also on YouTube. We have a few shorts and fun videos from the summer up there, and potentially some new stuff to come in the new year. So follow us there at Let God Podcast on all of these platforms, and we will see you guys next week. Lots of love.
Bye.